November 17th, 1904. How the soul can be food for Jesus. Having received communion, I was thinking about the benignity of our Lord in giving himself as food to such a poor creature as I am, and about how I could correspond to such a great favor. While I was thinking of this, Blessed Jesus told me, "My daughter, just as I make myself food for the creature, so can the creature make herself my food, converting all of her interior into nourishment for me, in such a way that her thoughts, affections, desires, inclinations, heartbeats, sighs, love, everything should tend toward me. And I, on seeing the true fruit of my food, which is to divinize the soul and convert everything within myself, would come to nourish myself with the soul, that is, with her thoughts, with her love, and with all the rest. In this way, the soul could say to me, 'Just as you have reached a point of making yourself my food and of giving me everything, I too have made myself your food. There is nothing left to give you, because everything I am is all yours.' In the meantime, I understood the enormous ingratitude of creatures, because while Jesus deigns to reach such excessive love as to make himself our food, we then deny him his food and cause him to remain on an empty stomach.